a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I was just talking about these neighbours that are having a fight. It's taken to Reddit now, and there is a person that's upset because one of the tenants is smoking. They put up a note, passive-aggressive note, on the wall, the entry of the building, said, hey, don't smoke, basically. And the person wrote, make me. And then it continued. And then it's like, yeah, your dogs stink too. And then people are like, no, we're the one with the dogs and we have nothing to do with this. So it's just more paper every day of people replying.
Yeah.
And it turns out,
we do love a passive aggressive restaurant review reply, but it's a bit of a twist on that.
Yeah.
I love a crap review. I like a stern reply. They write it passively. It's meant aggressively. Mean comments in disguise.
Neighbour.
Review replies.
Smooth, baby. Mate, so smooth. And it turns out it's who you know, because we've got Tony from Corio on the phone. Morning, Tone.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good, great. Loggy had no information on where this apartment block was located and where these people are, but you seem to know, my friend.
I do. So I work for a facilities management company based out of Melbourne.
Yeah.
This is actually one of the apartment buildings that we took over about 6 months ago.
Okay.
And the matter is now actually in front of VCAT.
Oh! Wow. So whereabouts is it? Can you tell us that?
It's in the suburb of Collingwood.
Okay. In Collingwood. Okay.
Traditionally quite turdish behaviour. So, Tony, tell us, who's, in your opinion, I don't know if you're allowed to comment, who's in the right there? Does the person who's smoking in a non-smoking complex, surely they're the one doing the wrong thing?
So the actual case in front of VCAT is in regards to a breaking of lease due to the lease stating that there's no smoking allowed inside the building or within 3 metres of any entries.
Where
they're actually smoking is directly out the front, in front of the air conditioning vent.
Right.
So it's going into everybody's. That is quite turdish behaviour for sure.
Do you think, working in industries where you see, I imagine, a lot of neighbourly disputes, do you think the passive aggresso note is the way to go, or do you think it's better to knock on someone's door?
I could tell you for a fact, you'd be very hard pressed to find a building in Melbourne that doesn't have some sort of passive aggressive note to their neighbour.
All right, now, Tony, my request to you is when you see some really funny ones, please send them through.
Yeah, direct.
Most certainly, more than happy to, guys.
All right.
I love it, Tony.
I'm going to ask you to help us with this intro. We're going to do it one more time.
Oh, God.
And Tony, I want you to say when it goes quiet, you know what, the bit where you, instead of restaurant, you're going to say neighbour with Loggy, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, here we go.
I love a crap review. I like a stern reply. They write it passively. It's meant aggressively. Mean comments in disguise.
Neighbour.
That neighbour.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I noticed something in my calendar. You know how everything now basically exists in your calendar, in your phone.
And you hate that, don't you?
No, I don't mind. I find the phone calendar very handy.
Oh, hang on. Technology is finally hit camera.
I've still got my physical diary that I write stuff
Dear
in.
Dear diary, Tom was mean today.
He is so busy that if it's not in his diary, it's not happening. So, I've found out multiple times.
I've got kids' sport to do, guys. I can't.
I'm going to record a podcast whilst coaching and refereeing kids' sport.
It's a podcast about loving kids and sport and
cats.
At
the primary school where I'm doing a bake sale.
Yeah. We get it. You love your kids.
The fact Tom is saying if it's not in my diary, it's not happening, when he doesn't actually send me things,
well, that is fair.
He's coming up.
He's got you there.
Yeah, well, that's why I know it's not in the diary, because I don't put things in the diary.
No, you don't.
And then you're like, I'm sorry.
You are very good.
4 months. 4 months notice, I need.
You are very good, Log, at putting in the calendar invites.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I appreciate you.
Occasionally I enjoy the rejection of them and say, nah, not coming to that one.
It hurts.
Also, somebody who puts things into my diary is my wife, Dodsy.
Nice. Really? Like once a month or week or 6 months?
She just chooses to pop things in the diary. So
oh,
it's
a surprise.
And over time, I've noticed a variety of different things have gone into the diary. And it's the likes of reformer Pilates class. I'm like, oh, cool, Dodsy's doing Pilates that hour or whenever it might be. Bikram yoga.
She's a weapon.
Yeah. I heard of all these things. Mat Pilates.
Yeah.
I figure that's just doing stuff on a mat.
No, that's that's her instructor. Yeah. You want to look into that one, mate.
Oh, that was Tom Brady and Giselle, wasn't it? Boxercise was another one.
Yeah.
At the time. Hatha yoga, is that one of them, look?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It sounds personal.
Yeah. High intensity training, that would appear.
Yeah,
in
hit
there.
Training. Yeah. Hit training.
Hit, that's one. Boot camps. Yeah. Been a few times where there's been boot camps.
Yeah.
I've noticed something that's just been slipped into my calendar for this Sunday morning, which is just taking things, basically taking the piss now. So now, on Sunday morning, she has to get away from all the chaos of a normal Sunday morning to Stretch Club.
Yes. What is Stretch Club?
I beg your pardon. Yes. Stretch Club.
Yeah.
So what, a bunch of you are going to get together
Delta
and just lean against a wall and stretch a calf or something?
That's a good one.
There's a little hammy up on
the
fence.
Do you know what? Delta is operating at a level that us mere mortals cannot understand. Stretch Club. Yes, this is going to catch on.
I'm sorry, but that if you want to stretch, there's a lounge room floor. Go for your life.
Also, it's Mother's Day Sunday, so maybe you should let her stretch.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, now you've made me feel bad. I forgot it was Mother's Day.
Stretching the friendship.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Brought you a story from God's Country yesterday through their version of the advertiser. They call it the Tizer instead of the Addy.
The Tizer.
Yes, you're talking about Radelaide, of course.
That's right, sorry. Yes, yeah, God's Country is Adelaide, it's the place of my birth. And, you know, it looks like I'm not the only thing being birthed in suburban Adelaide.
Okay, so what happened just quickly?
So just quickly, a family has gotten really annoyed because a dog walker has dropped a poop on their driveway.
As in the walkers.
Yeah, it wasn't the dog, it was the walker.
Yeah.
And so sort of to fight back, they've got CCTV footage and they've put signs up around their suburb of Kensington Gardens and it says, hey, this is when you did it. We know who you – like we don't know who you are, but we've got footage of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't come and clean it up –
we are going to release your image.
Yeah, we're going to circulate these shots of you.
Yeah.
And so we don't have a follow-up to the story to know if – but I just think it's wild that you would leave that sitting in your driveway for 48 hours whilst you wait for someone to come and clean it.
No, I'm with the person. Just, I don't want to touch it. Yeah, exactly. But you did akin this as a suburb.
Yeah.
Because we don't know much about Adelaide. So this suburb, what suburb is it?
It's inner east of Adelaide, so it's pretty city adjacent, like it's just on the outskirts of town, and so I would liken it to East Geelong. But apparently, location, sort of, you know, leafy green streets, beautiful houses is not the only thing that Kensington Gardens and East Geelong have in common. That right, Janine from East Geelong? How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. I did not ask whether you wanted your name on the radio before I...
are you happy, Janine? Or
we can wrap this up now.
Don't I?
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. Thank you for getting in touch. Now, you emailed us off the back of this story yesterday and we got you on because I can only imagine that you can tell this story better than anyone else. But what else does East Geelong have in common with Kensington Gardens in Adelaide in this circumstance?
Well, it was many years ago, and I just happened to be walking into the lounge room and looked out the front window, and there was a little old, no offence, new Australian lady sitting on my fence, and I thought, oh. So I went to the window to have a closer look, and she had her pants down, she was having a poo in my garden. She then proceeded to pick up some dried leaves and wiped herself. Stood up, pulled her pants up, and off she walked. I wasn't quick enough to get outside to boy, but, you know. So I thought, well, the next best thing is I got in the car and she was walking.
Yeah.
And so I followed her in the car to where she lived. She picked up a few things on the way home, out of people's gardens. So I found out where she was, came home, rang the police, explained the situation. And next minute they rang me and said that they had spoken to her, reprimanded her and told her she had to come back and pick it up. So next minute, here she was, she was back. And she was cleaning it up.
And did you stay there and watch her clean it up?
I certainly did from inside.
Yeah. So you didn't talk to her?
Well, then she was out the front, so I went out and I said, that is absolutely disgusting. Yes. I'm sorry, I could not make it home.
Okay.
And I said, doesn't matter. Sorry, you don't do it in people's garden. And we're on MacKillop Street and Ormond Road.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So you're like right
high
out
traffic.
How tall is your fence? if she's sitting on it.
Well, no, she didn't scale it. No, it was just a small brick fence.
Yeah.
And can I ask?
Just, you know, a low brick fence.
Yeah. Was it during, what time of the day was it?
She found an extra brick next to that fence.
I can't remember. It was...
But it was like morning, was it? Or
like
afternoon,
middle of the day.
Middle of the day, like busy time?
I think it was morning. Yeah, morning.
God.
I can't believe
Lockie,
that.
What do you always say? If you can't make it home or
you
can't
do
make
it in your pants.
Do it in your pants.
That's fair.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
But I mean, you know.
Make it your problem, not someone else's.
Yeah. Your
well, I would have gone around the corner. I mean, you know, this... We're near Brown Street. I would have gone around the corner to the private area, not on the main street.
Brown in name and brown in
nature. Your fence must have just been the perfect height and looked really comfortable. Just thought, oh, that's a great little spot.
Yes, it wasn't. It wasn't very high, but just perfect. But I hadn't. After that, I hadn't seen her walk. She was quite a regular walking path, but I hadn't seen her after that.
Quite regular indeed.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay.
Tell us what happened.
A little bit earlier. Watch me go crawling back into my hole now, by the way. A little bit earlier, when I thought my wife Dodsy wasn't listening to the radio, I just said that she's taking things to a whole new level because things get popped into my diary when she's got something booked in. And over the years, there's been, you know, Bikram yoga and reformer Pilates and boxercise and high-intensity training, which hit.
Yeah,
I learned that's what that was. Boot camps and things like that. Mm. And I just noticed this Sunday, just a whole new level of taking the piss. Dodsy's popped in Stretch Club. Now, I'm picturing Stretch Club as just what you just rock up and lean against like a fence or something and stretch your calf for 10 minutes and have a little chat and then pop the leg up on the fence and just stretch a hammy for 10 minutes. Something you could do in your lounge room.
Oh, okay.
And unfortunately, I think we're going to talk with her because you and Tom Log were busy just conspiring over there in the corner away from me.
It's just because we just think that Dodsy is the OG. She's the best of the best. She's top shelf and we do have her on the phone right now. Hello, Dodsy.
Good morning.
Hello. Hello, beautiful Nicole.
Now,
I'm really confused because I thought what is in the calendar on Sunday was something you'd organised for me for Mother's Day. So I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is?
I do.
Yeah. Well, exactly. It is Mother's Day. So he's kind of said, no, you're not having the morning that you so desire. So that's the first thing. He then admitted that he forgot Mother's Day, Dodsy. Offensive?
Oh, that's true. Firstly, I don't know if you've told your friends there, Cameron, have they seen the rest of the calendar for the whole entire week? There is no way of carving out time to self, so I have to book it in. Now, yes, it says Stretch Club, and maybe I should put the location, which actually says bed, so it kind of reads a little bit creepy.
Oh,
yes.
Is Cameron Lang required at this point?
Yeah.
No, not at all. This is alone time.
alone, yes, Stretch Club.
You do book in Pilates at certain places, and you go add to calendar, so that it carves that space out for just you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it come up with, Cameron. Otherwise, you've exposed my affairs. I'm sorry.
Okay, we can discuss that one at a different point. But I'm sorry, did you say Pilates?
Yes.
This is stretching.
Okay. So it's a combination of, say, yin yoga, a little bit of reformer, stretching on the reformers. It's actually really, really great. I love going to it.
So, okay.
Yeah. And of course, again, the other thing, I don't know if you've told your friends, is I'm an elite amateur athlete now because
yes.
I'm going to be doing a marathon. So I need to book in time to stretch, okay?
Love it. Okay, so Dodsy, you came up originally with the whole social fitness thing, and you said that you need to, you don't have your social fitness up, and it's not where it needs to be, so you need to go out to more events so that you could be socially fit, which we are just like, that's amazing. I thought maybe Stretch Club is like a club that where you and the girls just, you just say, yeah, we're going to Stretch Club, and you just have a coffee or something like that. So it's an actual class.
Yeah, it's a class. And, you know, your friends can be there and you can have a coffee afterwards.
Nice.
But you've carved that time out for you.
Yeah, it's amazing how these classes run for about 2.5 hours. And can I just correct you on one thing, Dodsy? And I do this hesitantly now because I'm quite scared.
You are brave.
But
why we don't talk. Yep.
Yeah. So, and maybe we haven't discussed this in the past. You keep referring to Tom and Loggy as my friends. You're going to have to get that bit right.
All right, they're my friends then.
Yay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you stretch your little heart out, okay, Dodsy?
I will, thank you.
All right, I'm sorry.
And be careful with that Matt from Pilates.
Yeah, Matt Pilates. I saw that appointment as well, and you just don't put his name in there. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. Valerie, the little Dachshund.
Sausage dog.
Sausage dog has been found from volunteers at Kangaroo Island Wildlife Rescue, Kangala Wildlife, and she's finally on the way home to her beautiful parents after like 18 months on the run.
Yeah, of being lost and now is found. Tommy, you said it was your brother?
Yeah, my bro, he had a very sentimental chain that was bought for him by his fiance. He lost it for 6 months, was retracing his steps, was visiting shops that he'd been to and no one had seen it, checking lost and founds, got onto the police, registered it with the police as well in case it turned up. No joy until like 2 days ago. He was standing in the kitchen and just pulled it out of the pocket of a pair of pants that he hadn't worn for that period. So, well done.
The story ends very, very nicely there, but he would have been very excited. So we are asking, how long have you lost something before it has amazingly shown up? Mel from Finesford is on the line. Mel, good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. What was it? What got lost and how long?
Yeah, so my husband lost his house key and garage door remote that was connected to the house key, and he blamed it on our one-year-old son that he had taken it and hidden it somewhere in the house.
Yes.
I don't know if it was probably about 12 or 18 months later, it turned up at my parents' house under one of their couches, which we had looked, but it had obviously been stuck in the couch and took that long to fall on the floor. So, it was words then when it was actually found, he had to apologise to our son for blaming him for that time that he'd taken it and hidden it.
Did he sit him down and say, I am so very, very sorry?
that's what I wanted him to do.
Yeah.
He spent the 12 months blaming him that he'd hidden it somewhere.
Yeah. I know you would have been there too, Cameron Lee. It's always very easy. Oh, the child. It must have been the child.
Oh,
grab
boy.
Everything and they walk away with it. Karen's in Clifton Springs. Morning, Karen. What did you lose and how long for?
Morning, guys. This is probably about 22 years ago. I was driving somewhere and I had the kids in the back, and my oldest daughter was playing up and she had a Game Boy. So I stopped the car, took it off her and didn't give it back to her. Anyway, 10 years later, when my car was written off and I had to empty it out, guess what I found in the back of the car?
Oh!
Oh my goodness.
She would have been devastated. Where's my Game Boy?
Uh-huh.
That is some good strict parenting. I love that.
I had no idea where it went, but we couldn't find it at the time.
Right.
But we found it 10 years later.
Yeah, okay. So you did at least try and find it again. Okay, otherwise you'd be...
I guarantee Karen's kids never played up in the car ever again.
No, I know. They know the consequences.
That's it. Troy and Leopold, what did you lose and how long for, mate?
This was actually my wife. So we moved to Geelong 12 years ago and she lost her wedding ring down at the Barwon River. Mm. We got a phone call 4 months ago from a council worker that was actually mowing all the grass area down there, and it had the insignia, like the engraving on the inside of it, and they handed it in and she got it back.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Awesome.
Why did you... I know.
We looked for it for probably 2 days trying to find it, and she was obviously devoed that she lost it. And then she rang me while I was at work the other day, and she said, "Oh, I got they found my ring."
Amazing.
So it was awesome.
So I love the fact that, you know, people like engrave like cute messages inside rings, and you've gone with the phone number there.
Yeah.
that was a nice touch.
Like a dog tag. Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.